When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Yeah. Hey, we're back for the White Flag Hour. For those of you who don't watch racing, that means the last lap here on the last lap, by the way, that was the best nasty college bar in Knoxville, Tennessee, back in the day. It was. The last lap is gone now. What you used to call a strip in Knoxville, Tennessee, is now just like condos and apartments. It's weird. It's like a hallway. Back in the day, it was perfectly sketchy, is how I describe it. Speaking of perfect, we got some brownies out here, y'all. They are so good. Yeah. Mike Capetto's wife, Sammy, made him. He's in the control room. Awesome. And you know what else has been awesome is the interaction with the callers today. And the last hour belongs to y'all. Unless Chris and Jim would like for me to just keep talking about brownies. Let's just talk about brownies for an hour. Fred and Plano, what's going on, buddy?
Brian, my man, first of all, you are doing a fantastic job today, brother. Can I just say that?
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate that, man.
Listen, for, two quick points I want to make. First of all, for Todd from Shelby and Jeff from Tuscaloosa, for many of you who heard Jim on Friday afternoon and, of course, Todd today, two of the most impactful calls, especially for people who are believers, how we treat one another, how we're supposed to let the world see us do things a little bit differently than everybody else. And I tell you, Jim has had some of the most outrageous, wildest, memorable calls on this show. He's a solid gold caller. Don't you? Are you agree with that, Ryan? Let's give the man his due. Can we get an amen on that? That he is a solid gold caller.
Can we get amen, Randy?
Amen.
Can we get amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And with all of that, that call he made Friday was the most impactful call and one that had touched me the most. So I want to tip my hat to him and Todd, first of all, for that. And for Legend, if you're listening, I, too, also want to help you with the work you're doing with your prison ministry and with Bibles to take out there. So I'm on record, Legend, get in touch with me, hit me up. I want to talk about your caller, your guest, Agatha. Was it? Amanda.
Amanda.
She was on point, and I'm glad she brought up the house case. It gets forgotten because it's been a few years, but 3 years since it's been filed. But especially as it relates to that lawsuit seeking back pay for past players, okay? One other thing, too, that I found very interesting, for those of you, and you probably already know this from the sake of your audience, right? But Bear Bryant spoke on this issue as it relates to student-athletes. And he said when he started, he went along with student being first, athlete second. But and the phrase he used was, we're kidding ourselves. At this level, they are athletes first. And he's not the only one to say that. There have been lawsuits, and there was, as a matter of fact, there was one in which a player was killed. His wife sued. This was in California. And she sued for the wrongful death benefit, and she got them because her husband, the player, was declared to be an employee as well as a student of the university. It was the next year that the NCAA changed its rules and its legislation to ensure that wouldn't happen again. So what's old is new, what's new is old. And I know that you're a big sci-fi fan, so I'm going to close with this. Are you familiar with the three-body problem? There's a great show on Netflix. Have you seen it yet, Brian?
Walk me through it.
Well, the three-body problem is set it's on Earth. The aliens come from a universe that has three suns, and there's an anomaly because they can never predict what the suns are going to do. And so they have periods of chaos, and they had periods of peace. Well, in the NCAA, we've had periods of relative peace, but the anomaly is the NIL. That's the anomaly that has thrown the NCAA universe into chaos. And the question, just as in the three-body problem, is can the universe continue to exist with this anomaly? I don't know if the NCAA will be around in 20 years. And as Coach Dale Brown said, they legislate against humanity and human dignity. He's fought since the 90s for them, for students to get paid. The question is, how do you do it and do it in a way that's fair for all of the schools? I'm not sure how that works out. And so that's why I say it's a three-body problem. The money is the third body. Help me. Tell me if I'm wrong and tell me if you see the NCAA having a future. And I'm going to hang up and listen to all of you out there. I love you all. And Ryan, today, you, Ryan McGee, are a great American. Love you, brother. Have a great day.
Thank you, Fred. Now, I think that I really believe that everyone, and I think that includes some people in Indianapolis, operate currently under the assumption that the NCAA as we know it now will not exist. Not soon, but probably sooner than later. Now, I think the NCAA will exist. I think there's always a need for it. They are tremendous at running events. They are, no one's better than them at running tournaments. That's a fact. You know, their missteps with the women's basketball tournament a couple years ago aside, they're phenomenal at that. They're also very good, quite frankly, at making sure that there's a level playing field at the lower levels of collegiate athletics. You know, we obsess over, you know, Notre Dame, Alabama, football, you know, Kentucky basketball, whatever, and the biggest stars and the biggest sports, the biggest schools. There are hundreds of schools that are part of the NCAA membership. And part of the NCAA's job is, the biggest part of the NCAA's job is not to worry about how much the quarterback at Notre Dame is making or where you transfer from. It's making sure that the Division III schools have what they need to play lacrosse, and that the Division II schools have what they need to have a cross-country team, and that no one's breaking rules on every single level. So there's always going to be some need for it, but I believe, and most people believe this, that highest level I'm talking about, they're going to do their own thing at some point. And he's right, Fred, is about history repeating itself. The NAIA used to run everything. There's a reason that the NCAA and the NAIA were both in Kansas City for the longest time. It's because the NCAA left the NAIA and went across the street, because they got tired of the way we run things. NAIA does a great job with really, really small colleges. There will be some level of the NCAA that exists, but it is not going to run college football and probably not going to run college basketball, which Kel Surprise is where the money is. Anthony in Tennessee is on the line. Anthony, welcome into Pine Bomb. Pine Bomb? Fine Bomb. Paul Feinbaum, you combine them together, it's Pine Bomb.
Whatever it is, I feel welcome. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I was going to take a break from putting down callers, because I'm probably going to be the worst caller you've had. I'm kidding. But going back to your freshman year of college, I couldn't get away from that. The Sega Genesis, we may be close to the same age. I was 19, fall of 91, my freshman year.
Oh, dude, you and I are right there at the same time.
All right. So all we had, the only two games we played were NBA, which I think was Bulls Celtics. I think it was called Bulls Celtics. I think
yep.
It was playoffs.
Yep.
And first kid I ever met that could beat Sonic the Hedgehog with one life. Never got killed. Played the whole board. Played the whole game with one life. Most amazing thing I'd ever seen.
He's an American hero. That's what he is.
I'm telling you, man. We'd just sit and watch it. It took like 45 minutes, and we'd just sit in there with a can of dip and some Cokes and some snacks and watch him play and go through with one life. It was amazing.
Yeah, isn't it funny? Like, people will make fun of, like Marty and I have talked about this, people will make fun of people that will pay money and go sit in an arena in San Francisco or whatever and watch kids play video games. Happens everywhere. I mean, Twitch has men's. Guess what? We used to do it in Greve Hall, dude. We used to sit there and watch guys play Madden. That's what we used to do.
I make fun of my kids for getting on FaceTime and watching each other get dressed. I have daughters, and they watch each other get ready to see each other. I'm coming over to your house, and we're going to sit on FaceTime and make sure we're getting ready appropriately, and then we're going to see each other in 5 minutes.
That's it.
The dumbest thing I've ever seen, but we did the same thing.
That's right.
Sit around and watch each other play video games.
That's right. That's right. Now, I'm telling you, dude, Sega Genesis and Game Boy, Anthony,
yep.
almost sent me home from Knoxville without a diploma. Tetris on the Game Boy. was, I mean, just, I mean, Tetris and Nini. I still, as soon as I thought of Tetris, I could hear the song in my head. Tetris on the Game Boy and playing football on the Sega Genesis. Sega Genesis, three buttons, that's all you had, one controller. Let's go. Lee in Georgia is on the line. Lee, welcome into Fine Bomb.
Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Yeah, man.
I'm a Georgia Tech graduate and a lifetime Jacket fan, and I just want to ask one question and make a comment, and I'll hang up and listen to your answer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's my question. Where do you see Georgia Tech winding up if and when the ACC falls apart? And here's my comment. There's a record, a long-standing record in college football that I think is going to fall this year that was thought to be unbreakable. 1916, Georgia Tech scored 222 points in a game. I think that's in danger this year with Jeff Collins' defense at North Carolina. Somebody's going to put up more than 222 on him, and I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, man. So, all right, so Lee is a bitter Georgia Tech fan about Jeff Collins and pulled the greatest Georgia Tech history pull that there is, which is the 222-point win. John Heisman was the coach of that team, by the way, at Georgia Tech. That team, so I think it was Cumberland College, and the deal was they had suspended football. But John Heisman was kind of difficult to deal with, honestly, and John Heisman was like, no, you're still playing the game, or I'm going to charge you the no-show fee that's in the contract. And so Cumberland was like, all right, and they just sent, no lie, a bunch of drunk fraternity guys. They got on a train, and they went to Atlanta, and they played Georgia Tech. And that's how they ended up with the most lopsided game in the history of college. I went back and researched way too much about this during the college football 150th anniversary. When all that CFP 150 stuff happened, yeah. Randy, we're talking about our wives. Yeah. My wife looked at me. We're sitting there watching all the documentaries, and I'm talking about Cumberland versus, I'm talking about, you know, Sewanee this and Johnny Majors that and Newt Rockne and whatever. My wife looked at me. She goes, thank God you finally got to talk about this stuff. All the stuff that was in my head. Talked about it too much. Right, Jim, Chris? Joey in Alabama's on the line. Joey, welcome into Fine Bomb.
Okay, Miss McGee, I ain't never spoke to you. I appreciate it. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah, I'm ready for whatever, Joe.
Okay. You see Jim's name come up there? What do you see in his name?
What do I see in Jim's name?
Yeah, two worst colors you could ever come out. I think they're cousins.
Yeah.
You know, you got Jim up there. Then you got Iron Man's initials are in there. I think they're cousins.
You think so?
Yeah. Other than that, I'm going to ask you about this NASCAR you come up with. Why in the world did you pick Truex?
Because he's a great guy. That dude's a
really?
Great. That dude's a great dude.
You know,
he's a
Kyle
great guy.
Lewis has got a better record than he ever had in the Infinity Series when he drove from Dale Earnhardt Jr. You know what I'm saying? And guess who Kyle Busch is driving for now? Just like Dale Earnhardt.
That's right, Richard Childress.
Kyle Busch blew his record away.
Oh no! I, the question wasn't who's the best. The question was who's my favorite guy that I like to cover and deal with. And the answer is Martin Truex Jr.
Oh, okay.
I might have messed up.
It's my bad.
Oh, yeah. Hey, best I ever covered, thank you for the call, Joe. Best I ever covered is Jeff Gordon. Because I kind of came in at the tail end of Dale Earnhardt's career. And then, and Jimmy Johnson's numbers are phenomenal. But Jeff Gordon's Jeff Gordon. Like, Jeff Gordon, if it wasn't for Jeff Gordon, it wouldn't be in Jimmy Johnson. Jeff Gordon did stuff 1998, 1999. Jeff Gordon did stuff doesn't even make any sense to me. But no, I just was saying, the question was, who did I like? And I like Martin Truex Jr., who's blue-collared, grew up, his daddy was a fisherman, and Martin went fishing, and he said, I don't want to do that. I'm going to drive race cars. The Clam Prince of New Jersey. All right, you can join us. We only got about 45 minutes left, 855-242-7285. I look forward to filling that 45 minutes with me just talking and talking and talking and talking, Chris and Jim.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back. We're rounding the turn. We got about 39-ish minutes remaining here on the Paul Feinbaum Show. I'm Ryan McGee, sitting in for Paul. You can call us 855-242-7285. I was wondering when he was going to check in, and he's checking in right now. Amen. What's going on, son?
Ryan McGee, senior writer, I'm talking about. Senior writer. You know, they just don't give everybody that tag, senior writer. I mean, you earn that. You earn that. Not because of your age, but because of the quality of the writing and the exposés and all them other written things that you do. I mean, you have to earn that title. And you might be fitting the senior category. At some point, you'll get a discount. But maybe you're not there yet. But senior writer, that just sounds good.
I'm getting closer than I'm willing to admit.
You know, I was a senior writer one time in high school. Yeah, I sit in the back of the class because it has an alphabetical order.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting back there, and I'm kind of lost, and I'm kind of doing my own thing, and I'm kind of rolling up some things. And the teacher was wandering around. She tapped me on the shoulder with a yardstick, said, "What is that?" I said, "Number 2 pencil." And she looked at me, and she thought that was kind of creative. And I said, "Yes, honey, I'm going to get up here, and I'm going to smoke one of them, and I'm going to take a trip and never leave the farm. And I can use exclamation points, question marks, colon, semicolons, I can use commas, I can use capitals, but you know one thing I could not do as a senior writer? I couldn't diagram a damn sentence for nothing in the world."
Yeah.
You would have been impressed some of the figures I drew down there and just wrote words.
Yeah.
Creativity, that's what it is, creativity. Because I was born naturally creative, suave, debonair, charming, good looking, and you know, all them kind of words. And I didn't have to make myself fit the part. I was the part, just like you are. You are a senior writer. And, you know, who else would come in here and do a better job when the little feller is not here on a Monday? What does the little feller do? Oh, he's on assignment. Well, yeah, sure, he's on assignment. He slept late. What, he's looking for some fresh kale sandwiches? You know, fresh kale's hard to come by. I grew up on a farm, and I tell you what, Ryan, we had all the things you could put in the dirt and grow. And so I grew some things as a young man as well that we didn't have on the farm. But one thing we never had and I never heard of was kale. I don't even know where kale comes from. And you know what? I don't care where kale comes from. Yeah. If we're going to eat something like that, I just soon have some turnip greens.
That's bad.
You know what, Ryan? You were talking about famous people. You are famous. You're one of the famous people. Look where you're at now. I mean, you're a senior writer sitting in for Paul Feinbaum. He just don't get just anybody to come in there. He went to the top of the chart and got a senior writer to come in. You know why? Because he didn't want a junior writer.
Right.
He didn't want a beginning writer. He wanted somebody that had some sense of rhythm and rhyme to him. And you know what? You got a talk show. And I heard your buddy say, well, when we talk on a talk show, that's what we do, talk.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that really wasn't what the comment that I was making to your partner. But, you know, I'll settle for that. On a talk show, you talk, kind of like I'm doing now. I call in, it's a caller-driven show, and I'm talking to the senior writer because at one time in 1975, I was a senior writer, too, taking a trip, never leaving the farm with a number two pencil. How you doing
twisting today? Twisting it up. You twisted it up back here in the back. I'm doing great, man. We started at the bottom, now we're here. That's all I got to say. I appreciate you recognizing.
All I can say in the world of sports is 420 somewhere. Ryan McGee, have a great day.
It is 420 somewhere. It was 420 here. We recognized that earlier. That was called foreshadowing. We were foreshadowing that our man was going to come in here and tell us about back in the day. Number two pencil that didn't have kale in it. How about that? Expired in Texas. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Ryan? How you doing today?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I just want to take you back, okay? I need you to remember the good old days. We're talking about Sega, you know, and all that good stuff. And before we even get to that, Jim, the only thing Jim ever played was Atari. He still has Atari. He's playing it in his mom's basement still.
Playing Pong.
Let you know that,
yeah.
But
yeah, playing that bad Pac-Man.
Yeah, if you jerked left on the game called Home Run, if you jerked down and left, you'd hit a home run to left field. And if you jerked, I think, low one to right, you hit one to right field. And,
pitfall, you know, you Harry. Yeah, that. I got you. Yeah.
Okay. But anyways, I want to take you back to your elementary days. You remember, where'd you go to elementary school at?
Shelby, North Carolina. Actually, I went to two elementary schools, but the first one was in Shelby, North Carolina. Shout out to James Love Elementary and Fred Olds.
James Love Elementary.
Yep,
we are on the elementary playground. Okay.
Yeah, man.
And we're about to play this game called Kill the Man with the Ball. Y'all remember playing that?
Oh yeah. We called it something different, but
okay. Yeah, we called it a lot of different things, but we can't really get there. But anyway, so we're on the field. We're out on the playground, and the hot teacher comes out, and she's looking around, and she goes, "Okay, here's the football." And she looks for some studs. Expired and AJ, you're the captains, okay? And so, you know, we go through the old rock, paper, scissors, or pick a number between 1 and 2,000 or whatever, and AJ wins, okay? And so everybody's in the background, and AJ says, I pick Legend. Legend's on my team. And Expired says, well, I want Rick from Houston, okay? You know, we want studs on our team too, okay? Then Expired picks, get the pick again. I get Cornbread, okay? Then AJ picks, and he says, Bubba! He picks Bubba, okay? And, you know, this keeps going on and on and on, and you get down to your last four, okay? You got John from St. Louis, Elliot, you got Jim, and you got Chris from South Carolina. Okay, you still following me, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm enjoying where you're going. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, and so we're looking, and we're thinking, and we're trying to figure out which one of these sucky callers do we have to put on our team. Okay, and in the back, okay, and you'll remember this. You got Jim, and you got Chris from South Carolina jumping up and down with a hand up in the air, saying, "Pick me! Pick me! Pick me! Pick me! Pick me!" Okay, that's what they do on this show. See me, see me, see me. You know what all that means, Ryan? Is they really suck as callers. And more so, Jim just sucks as a human being. Okay? And so I just wanted to let you know you're doing a hell of a job. We've had a hell of a show, okay? And you're a hell of a guy. Giggle'em, Aggies. Have a great day.
All right, Expired. You know what? Hey, back there on the playground, you know what that is right there? Precious memories. how they linger. We've had some good look at that, there you go. That's my graph, look, if I'm pointing at it, that's my graph right there. I'm a senior writer. You know what? If you go on ESPN.com, it has my titles always listed as senior writer. I'm gonna call and have see if they'll change that. In fact, you know what? This is gonna be my new profile pic for social media. There you go. Screen grab out for me, Brams. Senior writer. That's it. Yeah. And get some bad shrimp tacos up there in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, so I can get a hot meal.
There you go.
No hot meals up here.
Hey, what were your memories of Pigeon Forge? Them nasty cold shrimp, cold beam, cold shrimp. Precious memories, how they linger. It's Paul Feinbaum Show. You got a half hour to get in here, 855-242-7285, so we can make some precious memories.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
So the question is, what next lucky fan's going to catch a ball in the noggin? You can find out. Rally cap. I love rally cap. I said it earlier. I love college baseball. Y'all know that. I love college. So I think softball and gymnastics, two best sports on television. Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern, right here on the SEC Network. Get caught up on the hardball and the softball action. All right. His name's come up a few times on the show. Chris of South Carolina's back. Chris, what's going on, bud?
Hey, McGee. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, man, we're going to start over, man. We're going to have a clean slate. But I would like to explain myself first, if you don't mind.
Am I allowed to talk now? Okay, all right, we're going.
Nah, clean slate, McGee.
Right, great.
So what I'm trying to tell you is, man, this is the greatest show on earth, McGee. I enjoy this show. It is something great here. Something great here. And it's a show in a show in a show. Twitter is a show. You got the TV version and the radio version. And it don't help me in this show so much in my personal life. I appreciate this show. So I'm just trying to give you some advice. So it's obviously they like you. It's obviously you might got a chance to take over one day. But if you do, you're a pretty young guy, McGee. You got 30 years to tell stories. You got 30 years. These people maybe have 30 seconds to tell their story or to talk about their topic. You always got the spotlight. So swallow some of your pride sometime, McGee. Shut the hell up and let the people talk. Because this is their opportunity. because I want this show to continue on because it's so great, and I love this show so much. And I'm going to get back to regular business because squirrel season is in full effect, and I'm coming for you, squirrel. But, McGee, you will last 30 years. Keep this show, man. We don't want it to go to the second network. We want it to be just like it is because this show helps a lot of people. And before I get off here, McGee, I just want to give out my prayers to the people in Charlotte, man. I just want to pray for them. You have a nice day, McGee.
Thank you, Chris. Clean slate. And then we went right back where we were. And yeah, we're having a tough time in Charlotte today. And I'll let y'all see what's going on. But I appreciate Chris bringing that up. He's just down the road in South Carolina. And but yeah, I appreciate him bringing that up. But yeah, but I did enjoy. It's a clean slate. But shut the hell up. Right? AJ, Pell City, what's going on?
Who let them dogs out? Who?
There he is.
Let me tell you something, Chris. Let me tell you about Chris, McGee. His show don't make no damn sense on his call. We don't need you on this show, Chris, because your show don't bring nothing to the damn table. And first of all, I want to give you an insight on Chris, McGee. You know, when Chris was born, the doctor had to put him in a tub of water to see which end bubbled, and he farted. And then that's that. And then with Jim over there, you know, you got Jim over there. He's so old, they didn't even have doctors when he was born. They had midwives. And so they had to, they delivered him. They took him. He was born in a barn full of donkeys. And so that's why it's so natural for him to be a jackass 24/7. And as far as being a senior rider, being 27 years old in 12th grade don't make you a senior rider. War damn eagle.
That right there is a pretty good call. I'm not going to lie to y'all. That's pretty good. He's so old they didn't have doctors, they had midwives, and he was born in the barn with the donkeys. So now, just to be clear, we're saying that Jim was born in a manger. Wrapped in swaddling clothes. Precious memories, how they linger. Susie and George is on the line. Susie, how are we doing?
Doing fine, Ryan. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for sitting on hold. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll always stay on hold. I listen for 4 hours every day, this show. It's just, you know, laughs and good people talking. And before I get to what I called for, Chris called to make things open on an even level or something. But wasn't his call the same both times?
It was clean slate, yeah. It's kind of like, again, I keep telling you about my old girlfriend. It's kind of like when my old girlfriend convinced me to get back together with her because she changed, but she still burned my clothes in the front yard, right? I mean, it didn't change. No,
yeah.
Okay, I appreciate you saying you're going to change.
He still said you talk too much.
Right.
And let the people talk. And
yeah.
Come on, Chris.
Yeah.
We know you're ACC. I want to first thank Todd. Todd, thank you for apologizing last week for the comment you had on me, and I responded back, and I apologize for getting emotional on that. But, Todd, I appreciate it. Dolly Parton, reason to call. My daughter lives in Nashville, she and her husband, and they had a baby 2 years ago. And every child in Tennessee, born in Tennessee, receives a book every single month from Imagination Library that Dolly Parton started.
How about that?
I knew she started the library, and I knew it's international where people can get it. But Lauren and them automatically get a book. So he has 24 books so far because he's 2 years old, and they're all geared to the level of their age, which to me is just remarkable, wonderful. And I don't know if a lot of people out there realize what she does for literacy. That's one of her main, you know, contributions. So I just wanted to add that because someone had brought up Dolly and the good that she's done. I have met her at a concert and behind stage, and just a quality person, you know, a real person, and that's what she is. But I just think that's incredible because her dad never could read. That's the reason she originally started this. So I didn't know if you knew that, that every single month, you know, they get one.
No, it's absolutely amazing.
Yep. I hope you're enjoying baseball, Tennessee baseball, and Tennessee women's softball because we're on a roll right now. It's incredible. I mean, we took Missouri this weekend, the guys. So that was good to watch.
Yep.
And if I may, one last thing. How did your show become Marty and McGee?
Naming-wise. Yeah, well, Susie, it's funny. We had a lot of debates about that. So the show Marty McGee stemmed from Marty and I back when we were covering NASCAR, pretty much full time. The two of us drove up to Martinsville Speedway on a Sunday morning at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and we laughed the whole way. We're riding in my truck, Big Red RIP. We're riding up to Martinsville and laughed our butts off. I mean, for 2 hours, and I was like, man, I feel like people would have enjoyed that. Like if they could have just listened to us. So we went to ESPN podcasts. And they agreed to, let's do a pilot. We'll let you guys do a couple shows, see if it works. But we need a name. And the original name was, we wanted to call it like Marty and McGee's like Motorsports and Music Extravaganza. Like it had this big, long title. And somebody said, no, we're just going to go with your names, Marty and McGee. And honestly, Mike and Mike was on back then on ESPN Radio. But since then, I felt like a lot of the shows now are that guy's name and this guy's name. And so I'm not taking credit for it, but I probably am. I'll take credit for it. That's fine. Yeah, Marty.
Well,
McGee.
I think,
why not?
And I do enjoy listening to you on Saturday morning. I love Hillbilly News. That's my favorite.
Well, thank you.
You know, you have some great ones on there. But go Big Orange. My daughter and her husband graduated from Tennessee too, and in communications, Lauren did. So I appreciate talking to you. You've done a great job. Sorry, Chris, I made him talk more about himself, but it was interesting.
Thank you, Susie. I appreciate it. Yeah, and what Dolly does is amazing. And I mentioned my wife sang at Dollywood and the whole story about the hair. And my wife wrote a song called I Hope Dolly Parton Lives Forever for her musical, Grits the Musical, that she wrote. And it is just by saying it out loud now, I have it in my head. That's how that goes. Grant, North Carolina's on the line. Grant, what's going on, bud?
Oh, just want to ask you a couple of questions, Mr. McGee.
Okay.
Does your memory go back as far as about 20, 25, 26 years?
Yeah. I think I can recall 25 years ago.
That's fantastic. I was just kind of thinking back when you was a teenager and you'd kind of run up to Monroe and you'd go down to Monroe Family Practice and your dad would bring you over to CVS. Did you ever do anything but read the magazines off the rack?
I think I read them all. Yeah, I read every one of them.
I think you did.
You think
so? And your dad would go around. He knew everybody in the store. He talked to everybody in the store. He talked to all of us pharmacists. And then he'd get rung out, and y'all would leave, and there'd be a stack of magazines there. And I was just wondering, do you think your dad ever paid for any of those?
Probably not. You're right, though. My dad knows. My dad's listening right now. My dad knows every name of everybody who lived in Union County, North Carolina for the 20 years he was over there. But yeah, I believe it. I read every magazine in the place. I read Highlights. I read Sports Illustrated. I wrote for ESPN.
It was amazing to watch the two of you come in, and you just sit right down and start reading, and he go out and start politicking.
That's it.
So have a good day, sir. It's wonderful to talk to you.
Hey, I appreciate it. There you go. Got us a call from see, just like I can tell you from East Tennessee, if you have a long I like Kenny Chesney, you know, I this and not that and right that, I can tell you're from North Carolina if you say, well, I'm from North Carolina. Because one word, North Carolina. Hey, Slammer. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Ryan?
How you doing, bud?
All right. Where's Paul at today?
Yeah, Paul's on. We I think he's on assignment. Somebody told us they thought he might be in Memphis.
He's supposed to be down here.
He might be in Memphis, but I don't know. I'm sure.
He's supposed to be bringing Randy down here to see me down here at Putz Barbecue in Alabama. You know, we had a show planned down there. I'm the arm wrestler. I'm the slammer from Gadsden.
Yeah. All right.
And I really thank a lot of you. A friend of mine, I wanted to give him a a prayer. I want you to pray for him. His name is John Smith. I think you met him at the bowl game last year when they played Michigan.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember or not, but he's he's a good guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Real nice guy. I'll do it. No, but, I'll do it.
Yeah, we just wanted to get you and Paul and Randy, especially Randy, down to Pruitt's Barbecue and get y'all to come down and I'll feed all y'all and we'll have a little show there, courtesy.
Come on,
and,
Randy.
We'll
all right, we're up against the break, Slammer, but I'm coming down there and we'll get me a barbecue sandwich. Can we bring some North Carolina vinegar sauce with us? Is that allowed down there, Slammer?
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.